Recently, I gave a talk, a message to ISKCON's internet preachers on their attitude and how they should speak in a manner which is following Srila Prabhupada and for the benefit of others. So now I'll just speak a few words on the internet hearers, those who are coming to ISKCON, and there's so many you can hear from, including myself, out on the internet. Who do you know who to hear from? That which appeals to you most, that can be dangerous. What appeals to us in our neophyte state might not be the best for us. The best is hear from Srila Prabhupada. There's also Srila Prabhupada's books being read by Kesha Bharati Das Goswami Maharaj and other of Srila Prabhupada's followers. But hearing is not, of course, restricted to Srila Prabhupada, because he himself wanted that his followers speak the message and speak it relevant to the times that we live in. And he wanted that his followers would actually follow him by speaking the message of Krishna consciousness as he did. So how do we know who to hear from? There's so many out there. Taste is there, of course, to some extent, that is there. But the main thing, taste means what appeals to us, of course. But the main thing we should consider is, how is this going to benefit me spiritually? Why am I listening? Why do I want to listen to a spiritual talk? How is it going to benefit me? How is it going to help me advance in Krishna consciousness? And how do we know what's going to help us advance in Krishna consciousness? Again, we should be well grounded or have some understanding of the message of Srila Prabhupada, the grave and very clear message that he gave, and understand that what we like to hear is not necessarily what we want to hear. And the great exemplar of that is Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita, because he didn't want to hear what Krishna told him. He was arguing with Krishna, but ultimately he had to submit to Krishna, because Krishna spoke what Arjuna needed to hear, not what he wanted to hear. Krishna spoke to Arjuna in such a way that Arjuna's misunderstandings and material attachments were cut, and so that Arjuna could come to the point of full surrender to Krishna. Nashto moha smritiya labdha tvat prasadan maya chyuta stitosmi gata sandeha kurushe vachanam tava. At the end of Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna asked Arjuna, "So, Arjuna, you got it? Understood what I said?" And Arjuna said, "Yes, good, thank you. My illusion is now destroyed. I've come back to my proper way of understanding. By your mercy, Achyuta, you didn't fall down into the nescience that I was fallen into. You never will. You pick me up." So now I'm fixed in my understanding. My doubts have all gone away, and I'm ready to execute what you say. So it was tough for Arjuna, being chastised by Krishna. You might think on the battlefield, Krishna should tell something to enthuse him. But what Arjuna, he wanted to be enthused for running away from the battle. So Krishna had to chastise him. It's the last thing you want to do for a soldier just before he goes to fight. You want to get him happy for what he's doing. But Krishna, he didn't just speak to Arjuna in a way that would make him happy, but in a manner that he could deeply understand what was his duty at that point. So that's another important point. What's good for us means how Srila Prabhupada spoke, how all the acharyas speak, is in an educational manner. What did I learn? Now, we may say, well, Srila Prabhupada, he spoke pretty much on the same themes again and again and again. We find that in Gita also, in Bhagavatam also. The themes are repeated. Why is that? because we need to understand. We need to hear it again and again and again. Just like if you've been in Krishna consciousness sometime, how many times have you heard, we're not the body, we're not supposed to try and enjoy our senses? Well, if you've been hearing from someone who is speaking what you need to hear, what is educational, then you must have heard it many times. If you haven't heard it often, then you haven't been hearing from the right person. So we may have heard it many times, but how much have we actually realized that? We need to hear it again and again and again, because in many ways it seems counterintuitive. It seems like I'm the body. Sure, seems like it, but then if we consider Dehino Svinyata Dehe Kamarang Yovanang Jarata Ta Dehantara Praptihi. If we consider the body is always changing, the mind is always changing, but I don't change. So I must be different from the mind and the body. So who should we hear from? We should hear from those who will spiritually benefit us by speaking, who we perceive do not have any personal motive in speaking. It may be difficult to ascertain because people may have motives which are not apparent. To be popular, to be famous. You pray to Krishna. If in the neophyte stage we may not understand who we should hear, who we should not hear. Pray to Krishna that you help me, guide me to where I can hear in such a way that I'll be benefited in a manner that I can actually advance in Krishna consciousness. A lot depends on our own sincerity. If we really want to understand Krishna, if we really want to surrender to Krishna, if we really want to become Krishna conscious, then we have to pray to Krishna, please guide me to where I can hear. And it's not that everyone in ISKCON is on the same level or speaking in a manner that's for our ultimate benefit in the best possible way. Of course, we presume and we hope that all are. But it's not just by the banner ISKCON that we're going to get the right thing. Just there may be, just like there used to be the Rolex watches. You could get a cheap Rolex watch. It means it's not a real Rolex watch, but it looks like the real thing. So for impressing others, you can get a Rolex watch. But it's not a real Rolex watch. And because a Rolex watch is so expensive, it's a prestige symbol to wear a Rolex watch. So if someone has that, you think, oh, it must be very rich and very prestigious. But then you can get cheap ones, which are very good imitation for someone who doesn't look very closely. So in the same way, it's not necessarily that, because the title is there, is ISKCON, that what you're going to get is what Srila Prabhupada came to give us. Sorry to say, but this is a reality that can be easily ascertained if we know what Srila Prabhupada came to give. And for that we should hear him, we should read his books. There should be no disconnect. There may be a different style of speaking, exactly from what Srila Prabhupada said, but it should be the same message. Otherwise, if we find someone that advertised ISKCON, Brahmachari, Tilak, all this kind of thing, or ISKCON Acharya, maybe no Tilak, or whatever, but the message is something different. If, for instance, if someone is expertly telling jokes, and they're supposed to be from ISKCON, and basically we know if we go to listen to him, we're going to get a lot of jokes, then we can understand it's not... Where's Prabhupada? Where's Krishna? Or someone may speak in a very spiritual sounding way and they may talk about compassion and maybe even sometimes about God, but where's Krishna? Where's the presentation of Bhagavad Gita as it is? So it requires some intelligence, that intelligence Krishna will give us if we're actually sincere to understand Krishna. If not, then we're in trouble right from the very start. So please be a little discriminatory. You may say, well, what you're saying in a roundabout way is that you should listen to me. I'm saying in a roundabout way you should all listen to me. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, you please be careful. You hear from those, not by no means am I do believe I am speaking the right message as Prabhupada wanted me to speak it. But I'm not, there are so many who are doing so. But there are others also who may be doubtful, and in some cases it's pretty clear that they're not doing so, even though they have the ISKCON name. There's a little insect. So, Hare Krishna.